Hello and welcome to the Vet Blast podcast. I am your host, Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360.
Okay. Hey, everybody. Dr. Adam Christman, Chief Veterinary Officer here at Fetch DVM 360. Hope you guys are hanging in there during this pandemic. We're going to try to give you some laughter and inspiration, too. So with me today is Dr. Alan Schoen. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Adam. Great to be here with you.
No problem. My pleasure. It's an honor. You know, those of you that are tuning in and listening, let me give you just a little snippet of what this incredible career of Dr. Schoen has done. So he is one of the pioneers in holistic integrative veterinary medicine. He's been acknowledged by his peers as one of the 15 most influential veterinarians in North America. That's kind of a big deal for his contributions to veterinary medicine. And these contributions included textbooks on veterinary acupuncture, as well as complementary and alternative veterinary medicine, as well as books introducing animal lovers to natural animal health care and the human-animal bond, as we know, the most powerful bond that's out there. In addition to having the largest holistic integrative veterinary referral practice for both small animals and horses, he was also a clinical assistant professor at Colorado State University College of Veterinary Medicine and Tufts University School of Veterinary Medicine. He has lectured worldwide on his approach. His practices offered a holistic integrative approach to animal health care. And with over 40 years of clinical experience, research, and teaching, Dr. Schoen has developed his own unique approach integrating various holistic natural therapies for your animal companions, both equine and small animal. The therapies offered include acupuncture, veterinary chiropractic care, nutrition, botanical medicine, herbs, homeopathy, and mind-body medicine, which we're going to talk about a little bit. Dr. Schoen feels that loving kindness and compassion are also an integral component in the healing process of all beings. He is also, you guys, as if that's not enough, he's also the host of his own show called Awakenings with Your Animal Family on Awake TV Network. And I just want to give a little plug for his books too, The Compassionate Equestrian, Complementary and Alternative Veterinary Medicine, which I have, by the way, and love that book, Kindred Spirits, Veterinary Acupuncture, Love, Miracles, and Animal Healing. Boy, where do we begin, Dr. Schoen?
Well, it's a joy to be here with you and connect with you, and congratulations on all you're doing with Fetch 360.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much. Thank you. It's been a whirlwind with this pandemic going on, but you know what? You make the best of the situation, and one day at a time. So thank you. But tell me a little bit more about your journey and where you ended up. You know, you and I both went to veterinary schools, but we're in different paths. And I love hearing about your journey and how did that, you know, fold?
Well, Adam, you know, as we were chatting, both of us started out as idealistic animal lovers, you know, and just like so many veterinarians and so many veterinary technicians and receptionists, we just love animals and we're looking for what we can do to be with animals. At this stage in my life, boy, if you did that, you had a choice. You became a veterinarian, you know, period.
Right. Yeah.
You know, maybe you got a PhD, you know, like I also have a master's in animal behavior, and that was my other passion. But my mother's saying, oh, there's no career in that, you know. And so we go and we become veterinarians. And then we go, you know, I was grateful I got into Cornell and got great training in Western medicine, came out and wanted to do All Creatures Great and Small in New Hampshire, where I was in the largest mixed veterinary practice in New Hampshire. And there ended up being five of us. And each moment you didn't know if you'd be fixing a broken leg on a dog hit by a car, delivering a calf, you know, treating a horse with colic, alpaca, and our area went from just north of Boston all the way to the Vermont border. And so it was endless. And with that, I got great experience in conventional medicine on all animals. Then I started realizing, wow, my passion though, really was helping animals that didn't respond to Western medicine. That was just this, you know, like, what else can you do? What else can you do? And the oldest veterinarian in the practice, this was in the 70s, and he was in his 70s, and he was the first veterinarian to use penicillin on a bull, you know? And He had all these old remedies on his top shelf, and I'd say, what about this? What about that? And he would chuckle and start teaching me these things. And I start realizing, wow, there were all these herbs and all these different things that were used before antibiotics. And that also started getting me interested in that my first teacher of veterinary acupuncture, he was giving an introductory training in New York City, and I needed to get my CE credits. And I said to the vet I was working for, hey, can I do this? And he went, sure. Well, once I got there, it opened my mind that with my master's in animal behavior that, geez, acupuncture is applied neurophysiology, applied animal behavior, and there's a scientific basis for it. And this light bulb and that inner voice, which so many of us have, but the pressures of society, of peers, this and that, squelches it down. My inner voice yelled at me, because it has to sometimes, it bangs me and says, this is your journey. And so I took all the training that was available, which there wasn't much back then, and started doing it. And lo and behold, I was helping animals that couldn't be helped any other way. And then the Animal Medical Center in New York City, the largest animal hospital in the world at the time, said, hey, we're hearing about what you're doing. Come down and give us a talk. And then I was just this idealistic, naive veterinarian wanting to help. And the head of surgery, we won't mention names, you knew him, you know, this and that, they said, hi, I'm gonna do everything I can to make sure you're not here. And I went, oh. But the head of Animal Medical Center said, Alan, you're the first one that's ever explained all this based on science.
Yeah.
And you're, from what we hear, you're getting great results. Let's do a study down here. We'll recommend euthanasia when we've done everything we could with Western medicine and surgery. And then if you think you can help, we'll refer them to you. Great, you know? But it ended up over 80% of the animals improved their quality of life, how long they lived. And we published on that. And then that just started the whole ball rolling. Then the head of it said, hey, I'm the editor of this publishing company, let's do a book, and this and that. And then clients of mine were literary agents in New York, and they said, you saved my animal, no one else could, I'd like to have you do a book. And the whole thing just started unfolding by listening to my heart and integrating it with the knowledge of veterinary medicine and neuroscience and everything.
I love that. I love that you say listening to your heart, because I think our profession is all a calling from our heart. And sometimes, we were talking about this offline, that you feel like as a veterinarian, you're almost stuck. Either you're an associate veterinarian or you're a practice owner, and there's nothing else in between. So like, share a little bit about like how you decided to kind of go with your heart even further, like you were saying. And you know, you're one of the forefront, the leaders in alternative and complementary medicine. Like, what made you say, I'm going to do this, you know?
I wish I could say it was something really positive, okay? Yeah. And it was both. And this is something that you'll appreciate and your listeners will appreciate, is I just got so excited that all these animals, not all, but most, 80% of the animals were getting better with acupuncture when we were just trained. There's medicine and surgery and that's it. And I really, and more and more clients were coming to me for that. And then I said, this needs to be a new field in veterinary medicine. And the head of Animal Medical Center agreed. And we set up the first department of veterinary acupuncture outside of China there.
Wow.
And, but I was still an associate vet. I was still doing different things. And that inner voice started banging on me again and pounding on my heart and saying, you need to go out and do this and create a whole new field. So the challenge with that is all the fear, the anxiety comes up, because I owed money to vet school, you know. Mm-hmm. I was out 4 years. I had great training in emergency medicine, in all creatures great and small, but we didn't know anything about starting a business and starting a practice. And, you know, so I ended up starting one with, you know, probably like what you have with one of your best buddies,
right?
You know, and we started a regular, I called it Brook Farm Veterinary Center after the idealistic community in the 1800s that Thoreau and Emerson started, and said, we're going to do this for bringing in the best of alternative complementary therapies with the best of conventional. And that didn't exist. Well, that took off. And then I started getting asked to teach all over the world. And I said, I don't have time for a regular veterinary practice. And I'm destined to create this whole new field. So I sold my half of the practice. It was still, we still owed a lot of money. I didn't make much on it, but I sold my half to my business partner, and we're still the best of buddies. I still was seeing clients out of there until recently. And that was back in 1988. And when I sold that to him, and I was scared to death starting a new practice of just referrals and alternative medicine. It didn't exist.
Yes.
You know, so I said, well, I'm going to give it a try. And it just took off. People went after, it was word of mouth. It wasn't about advertising. People were saying, I hear you're helping this animal, my friend's animal, this and that. And then they came and then they said, would you do my horse? And then would you do my dog? And, you know, because I was an hour and a half outside of New York. So lots of people had their horses and their dogs and their cats. And I ended up getting a Jeep and driving around from barn to barn, treating their horses, dogs, and cats, and then seeing small animal patients out of my old animal hospital that my ex-business partner said, great, use this as a base. And I was still at Animal Medical Center. I had no idea if I could pay my loans off. Fortunately, my wife was supportive of trying something new. Mm-hmm. I kept it simple, and it just took off. And then so much that I kept on hiring new associates to join me and training them in it. So it was kind of, again, listening to the heart, confronting the fear, starting something new that doesn't exist, and then getting the support, you know, like the head of Animal Medical Center said, go for it. Some best surgeon friends of mine were saying, wow, go for it. If you're doing something like this, then maybe I'll have enough courage to try something new.
Yeah, that's so inspirational. It really is to hear that. And then tell me about your show. How did that all come to fruition? And what is it about?
Well, my new show is called Awakening with Your Animal Family, and it's on awaketvnetwork.live. And, you know, what happened was after the Compassionate Equestrian, where I put out the latest in my vision of the future of equine healthcare, where I integrate the latest in quantum physics and neuroscience and all these beautiful fields that haven't been integrated with animal healthcare. And so I brought that in, and then I realized, boy, with Amazon, this and that, books just don't do it anymore. They're somewhat obsolete in some way. Yeah. And so then I said, well, I have this whole vision for doing the small animal version of it. And I said to the universe, to my inner voice, to whatever label we put on, I go, you know, after over 40 years of veterinary practice and pioneering all this, I don't have the energy and the skill set and technology with everything to get it out there. And if you want me to get out a new vision of animal healthcare, for small animals, for large animals, and things that veterinarians, veterinary technicians, a whole new field, again, that's coming through. I said, you have to make it easy for me at this point in my life. And then a mutual friend said to Awake TV, call Alan and talk to him. And I said, well, they said, well, we're about raising the vibration of humanity, bringing joy back into it, raising our consciousness rather than getting caught up in what seems to be unfolding at this level.
Right.
And they said, we would love to have someone representing the animal world. And I said, wow, universe, thank you again. You're providing, you know, and it's trusting that unfolding, the mystical, the magic of the unfolding. And so that just took off. And out of that, more things continue to unfold.
I love that. Well, thank you for representing the animal profession like that too. It's nice to have people like you in our corner.
Well, I think this is the future
of
creating a healthier, happier, more harmonious world.
Right.
Is reintegrating our love of animals and nature.
Yes.
In a way that we as veterinarians, animal healthcare providers, animal lovers can be empowered with joy and excitement about what we can do to make a change in this world. And like you're doing with Fetch, and you just went through transitions in your own life.
Yes, yes, yeah, it's true. And I was just talking about this, that I read this somewhere, I think a human physician was recommending that like everybody in this world should own a pet, a dog or cat, something where you feel not selfish, but selfless. And it just gives you that joy and responsibility. And if everyone owned an animal, I think the world would be a little kinder, is what you always hear. I mean, the world is great. There are great people out there. But I think for those that maybe deal with those difficulties, I think owning a pet, it really speaks volumes, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. I think, you know, what's happening out there is, and this is where I get really excited, just as excited as I got when I saw that we needed to bring in acupuncture and complementary therapies, and everyone, no, it's just drugs and surgery. That's what I feel now, is once I realized the beauty and magic of quantum physics and neuroscience, you go, what has that got to do with human-animal bond? Everything. Yeah. Has everything to do with it. And the beauty of it is that through heart math, we're able to measure the heart, the electromagnetic resonance of our heart with the animal hearts, and how we create this field of love. Yeah. And a field of light.
Love that.
And then we can bring that field from us, and then our animal friends, like we're all hearing, and you have articles on Fetch about how different animal shelters running out of animals because people are wanting that to connect with an animal friend. And that's what the Awakening, my TV show, Awakening Your Animal with Your Animal Family, it's about awakening to a whole other level of awareness and reality about the importance that they are in our lives, especially as we get more and more cramped into cities and this and that. Our animals are our connection to our heart and our soul, our spirit.
Right, they are.
And we can do this. That's the exciting thing. When I start, you know, when I first started lecturing on integrating quantum theory and neuroscience and heart math with veterinary medicine, I was like, oh God, everyone's gonna go, what happened to Alan again? He was a good vet and he's gone off, you know?
Yeah.
But then I was amazed. I watched veterinarian after veterinarian, their eyes light up with excitement, saying, wow.
Yeah.
This is, animal healing is a much more expansive field. And it empowers us with hope and joy. And it's very practical and it's very simple. You know, the way we can explain quantum physics and neuroscience now to the public. And if we train our clients, right, and educate them and give them trainings, like the trainings that I'm starting to offer with my new project, CALM, the Conscious Animal Lovers Movement, that then we as veterinarians, technicians, receptionists, we from the top down, we as veterinarians train our staff, then our staff trains the clients, then the clients start being that with their animals and their friends, and it spreads to our entire community. And then we have it decreases our stress level, which God knows we need now.
Yeah.
Because all of a sudden our clients are part of this co-creative team of all of us wanting to understanding and appreciating our heart and how that connects to our mind. And then that connects to everyone else. And we have the opportunity to be healers of the world.
Right. We are healers of the world too. And
we are.
We are. And I love that, you know, we're talking about CALM, and this is a great initiative that's going to be a game changer in my eyes. So tell us a little bit more, like where we can find more information about CALM or all of that and any of that information.
Okay, there are two things right now. One is just contact me at my website, drschoen.com, drschoen.com, and contact me there. Or if you want to right now, all my shows are free on Awake TV.
So by the way, what does CALM stand for too? Tell us.
Yeah, so CALM is an acronym that came to me while I was in a deep contemplative meditative state and in the midst of quarantine. And right. I'd been teaching the different parts of it for over 10 years. And then it came to me, create a conscious animal lovers movement. Mm-hmm. So the acronym is Conscious Animal Lovers Movement.
There it is. Right.
And just by saying calm, you actually, the neuroscience, you shift. Mm-hmm. So when you, and then when I go through very, very simple, very practical things that you can integrate into your life within minutes, and it starts changing your neurochemistry and your brain. And they've shown this isn't just woo-woo. This is functional MRIs at University of Wisconsin Neuroscience Lab show just 10 minutes a day of focusing on compassion for others, just like what you were saying, Adam, having yes. someone else to care for.
Yes.
You know, and so they can find it on my website, the whole approach to calm, or on, and on my website, there are free links that you can watch for free, Awake TV network.live. Okay. And my shows are on there. And the last two shows that I did was one called The Seven Pillars of Calm, the mm-hmm. foundations, science. It's all science-based. Okay? Mm-hmm. So that people can understand this isn't woo-woo, this is science. Yet, it's science that opens our heart. It bridges science and whatever label we call spirituality, but a feeling of love and kindness for others, you know?
Boy, do we need that more than ever, huh?
We do, and each one of us, all your audience who's watching or listening to this, every one of you can become part of this because it's a co-creation that's coming through me, okay, mm-hmm. if people appreciate what I'm saying. I'm just a vessel for this coming through for the whole field of animal health care. And it's a way for all of us to get empowered to help heal the planet.
I like that. Well said. Thank you so much, Dr. Alan Schoen. Boy, you're going to be one busy man with calm, that's for sure.
I know. I want to stay calm.
You got to stay calm during calm because you're going to be very busy.
Yeah. Well, hopefully, like you're one of your best friends,
yes.
what I see is I'll be bringing in the training, I'll be bringing all that, but then other vets who are looking for the next step on their journey, they will also be a very significant part of this.
Yeah.
So that it isn't all me.
Well, count me in too, because I think it's absolutely fantastic. Anything that helps strengthen the human-animal bond and empowers pet parents as well as veterinarians in life, I'm all on board. So I think this is fantastic. Yeah.
Thank you. And thank you for inviting me on your podcast.
Of course, absolutely. And thank you everybody for tuning in too. We'll see you guys next week.
Thank you for listening to the Vet Blast podcast with me, Dr. Adam Christman. Tune in next time. Remember, take care of your animals and always stay pawsome.